Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Last week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the April jobs report, which showed that only 266,000 net jobs were added in April. The report was a disappointment, as most economists estimated about 1 million jobs were going to be added in April. The disappointing report set off a slew of speculation about why the numbers were so bad and why workers were remaining on the sidelines. And the consensus is there's probably about four reasons why many workers remain out of the workforce. One is enhanced unemployment benefits from both states and the federal government. It's estimated if workers were earning less than $32,000 annually prior to the pandemic, they might still be better off staying out of work and collecting unemployment benefits. Next, in many of these industries, such as retail and food service, there's still a fear of getting COVID. Vaccinations are slowing down in most states in the U.S., and many of these jobs that are needing to be filled involve working with the public, working with many other workers in close proximity, and there's real fear out there still of contracting COVID amongst many of these workers. Next, in large parts of the country, schools are not yet open, and childcare for working parents is a problem. Many parents still have too many responsibilities at home to get back into the workplace. And finally, in many industries, particularly food service, which was hit so hard by the pandemic, many of these workers have simply moved on to other jobs. They've decided food service, with its long hours, grueling conditions, low pay, high risk, it's just not worth it anymore, and they won't be lured back into those jobs. They found other things to do. And finally, it's easy to get concerned about 1 month's jobs numbers, both positive or negative. It's more important to think about the overall trend. So far through 2021, the economy has added a couple of million jobs, and it's likely that the April number was just a blip in the recovery that we're estimating to continue throughout 2021. We'll keep an eye on the labor market and report back on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. That's it for the show today. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.